From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. There's a new government warning and directive for U.S. airlines flying certain kinds of Boeing jets. The Federal Aviation Administration says some 787 and 747 planes with General Electric engines could experience icing problems that could lead to a forced landing. More from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
The so-called airworthiness directive issued by the FAA focuses on loss of engine thrust and engine damage due to ice crystal icing, a condition that can develop in some high-altitude thunderstorms. The government is now ordering airlines not to operate certain Boeing jets in those conditions. The government is also ordering that flight manuals be changed to highlight the potential problem, and the government is ordering post-flight engine inspections should problems show up. The FAA cited 9 instances this year where such problems did occur, but there were no accidents. Both Boeing and GE say they are working closely with the FAA to address the problem. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
On the eve of the Thanksgiving holiday, President Obama and his family visited a Washington, D.C. food bank. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the first family helped pack and distribute food for needy children and seniors.
The Thanksgiving Service Project is an annual tradition for the Obama family. At the Capital Area Food Bank, they passed out apples, carrots, onions, as well as White House M&Ms. Earlier, in a White House ceremony, the president called Thanksgiving a quintessentially American holiday and a time to give thanks for those who show compassion to people in need.
This is a reminder that this is a season not only be thankful for the incredible blessings that we have, but also to remember the neediest and generously serve those who are not as fortunate.
The president was joined at the food bank by volunteers from a veterans organization, and he offered special thanks to those in uniform who were serving during this holiday period. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Continued signs of recovery in the jobs market. The Labor Department says the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits fell again last week by 10,000. Gus Fouché is an economist at PNC Financial and says the numbers are moving in the right direction.
The general trend is we have a labor market that's improving, we have an economy that's adding jobs, and that we will continue to see the job picture get a little bit better over the next few months.
Weekly claims, often seen as a proxy for layoffs, have now come down 6 of the past 7 weeks. Key measure designed to predict the direction of the economy 3 to 6 months down the road showed a healthy increase in October. The nonprofit business research group, the Conference Board, says its leading index of economic indicators rose 0.2% last month. It's the 6th gain for the index in 7 months and follows big gains the previous 2 months. An update on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 24 points to close at 16,097. The NASDAQ was up 27 points, ending the session above 4,000 at 4,044. S&P 500 rose 4 points. You're listening to NPR. The Italian Senate has approved the expulsion of former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi from Parliament. That follows the conviction of the center-right leader on charges of tax fraud. 77-year-old Berlusconi was sentenced in August to 4 years in prison, which was later commuted to a year under house arrest for masterminding an illegal scheme to reduce the tax bill of his media company. The Senate vote came after months of political wrangling. The oldest book in America, a book of Psalms printed by the Puritans in 1640, fetched more than $14 million at auction yesterday. That's a new record, as NPR's Lynn Neary explains.
Puritans were not known as an extravagant bunch, so if they were around today, they might raise an eyebrow or two at the price tag for the Bay Psalm book, $14,165,000. The book is only one of 11 left out of the 1,700 that were printed in 1640, just 20 years after the pilgrims first landed at Plymouth. The new owner of the most expensive book ever sold in an auction is David Rubenstein of the investment firm The Carlyle Group. He told Sotheby's that he does not plan to keep the book from public view, but will lend it to libraries around the country. The book was sold by Boston's historic Old South Church, which said it needs the money in order to maintain its current level of mission and programming. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
And the winner of the dinosaur auction is the approximately $650,000 bid from a buyer from an unnamed institution. That's how much the skeleton of a dinosaur known as Diplodocus longus drew at auction in England. The skeleton of the female dinosaur dubbed Misty is roughly 55 feet long and 19 feet high. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.